Hey, Frank.
Hey, Kayla.
Here we are. Welcome to another mini-sode where we read listener emails and talk about random stuff.
And boy, do we have a lot of random stuff to talk about today.
We do. Welcome to Validated, the wisdom of Val Kilmer. I'm Gayla Ignacio, and I'm here with my co-host, Frank Mealy.
Hi, I'm Frank, and we're so glad to have you join us as we explore the life, wisdom, creativity, and art of Val Kilmer.
This podcast is designed to create a community of validation, connection, healing, and transformation for human souls. So what have you been up to lately?
Lots and lots of work and rescheduling students. And it's actually really amazing because most of my rescheduling has been due to the fact that I've got students who are in theater shows right now in singing roles and, you know, theater doesn't respect anybody else's schedule. They just take what they want 90% of the time. It's okay though. I'm proud of my students for getting the roles that they did. And I actually had a student tell me on Tuesday that the rest of the cast has asked her to work with them specifically vocally because she has been seen as one of the higher students or a higher vocalists.
Wow.
I'm really proud of her. I'm exceptionally proud of her.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, that makes me really proud. I'm really excited about her. How about you? What have you been up to lately?
Lots of sports. So my daughter and son-in-law are out of the country and I've had my grandson. So it's been going to the gym almost every night after school. My one grandson is a basketball player and the other is a wrestler. So I did finally buy a stadium chair, which has really helped with the bleachers. The last couple nights have been much more comfortable.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. So Luke is the wrestler and he is 10-2 and almost all of his 10 are pins.
How awesome.
And so if you don't know anything about wrestling, that's an incredible record. And he is lean and muscular. So he's not one of those big boys that, you know, can use their body weight to kind of push people around and get them down. He has really developed some great focus and a lot of skill. So a shout out to him and his friend Chandler, who's 5'3 with 5 pins. And just to the whole Western Middle School wrestling team, woohoo for you.
Yay, Western. Yeah, absolutely. I remember that area being around Spring Arbor a lot because it's right around the corner. So congrats, Western.
Did you ever do anything with the students at Western or were you more working inner city in Jackson?
I worked a little bit more inner city in Jackson, of course, with CAV, which is where we met. Mm-hmm. But then also I was mostly around campus doing lots of things as a music major and as a worship arts major. Actually, you are very busy. And then being involved in theater was even more so because, again, theater just doesn't have the respect for anybody else's schedule.
That's true. Theater takes up a massive amount of time.
Yeah.
So I have to tell about my other grandson, Evan, who plays JV for Vandercook Lake. And he is into basketball, but he's also into TikTok. So his big thing has been that one of his TikToks went viral and has had 2.5 million views, which I can't even fathom because 2.5 million, how does that even happen? So I told him I hope his charm and his entertainment guruism rubs off on us and our podcast.
Absolutely. Send those 2.5 million people my way.
And a big shout out to the Vandy team, because they are almost completely undefeated and headed for states, their varsity team. So kudos to them.
Yeah. Congrats, Vandercook. Speaking of Vandercook, you've been working with Mr. Billy Stone, who is a teacher there teaching podcasting, to get some students involved in podcasting and the art of spoken word, right? And he actually did a vowel recording for us in our early podcast stages, right?
He did. Billy used to have his own podcast, and he has an amazing voice. It's really rich and clear and articulate, and I think he should be a voice actor, really. I love his voice. And for those who haven't heard him, go back and listen to the prologue episode. That's where he reads. But he is teaching podcasting at Vandercook, and he's been working with students to record Val's words. And we have just discovered a really neat connection. Frank, tell us about that.
So I didn't realize, because I've been out of Michigan for a little over 12 and a half years at this point, that the Billy Stone that you were working with at Vandercook Lake is the same Billy Stone who lived in the same dorm that I was in when we were at Spring Arbor. Just did not cross my mind. I thought that maybe there were, 20 other Billy Stones that could have been that person.
Right.
But apparently Billy Stone, even though we didn't travel in the same circles, I definitely know who he is. And that was very strange to realize that that was the same Billy Stone from years ago.
Wow. It's a small world. So from the start, we had this idea to include readings of Val's words at the top of each episode. And it's taken a while to get going because of getting equipment and getting the kids engaged. Permission slips, they're minor. So we've had to make sure we've taken care of that. And Billy's been teaching them voice projection. He's just been amazing.
Yeah. And we all know that Val has a heart for using the arts in education of young people. So our idea has been to introduce students to Val, his artistic work, and teach and inspire them. We're not entirely sure how it's all going to play out, but engaging our youth in the arts is really important. And this is definitely one of those avenues.
Right. Billy has made some recordings with student Samaj Swinson. So today we're going to listen to her read one of Val's poems. It's called Poems Are Made by Fools. Val wrote this in Botswana in 1987, and it was first published in his poetry book, My Edens After Burns, which is a hot item on the internet if you can find it. Good luck with that. I think the last time I seen one, it was $1,500 for that book.
Ooh, that's expensive.
He also included the poem in I'm Your Huckleberry. This poem is that she's going to read is connected with another famous poem entitled Trees by Joyce Kilmer, who was a famous poet in the first half of the 19th century and is also a relative of Val's. And a lot of us have read the poem Trees in school. So Frank's going to read us Joyce Kilmer's poem, Trees, and then Samaj is going to read us Val's poem.
This is Trees by Joyce Kilmer. I think that I shall never see a poem as lovely as a tree. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast. A tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray. A tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair, upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain. Poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree.
And now Samaj.
Poems are made by fools. Walking down where the first tree met the first leaf, I search for the primitive spore of me. Setting north, we go back and forth. There are no walls to the sea.
She did a great job, didn't she?
absolutely fantastic.
I'm really excited to be a part of helping introduce kids to podcasting and introducing them to Val.
Yeah, definitely getting kids introduced to the arts is amazing. And we love Val for that. And a lot of people actually enjoy Val's artistry. And because of that, we like to hear their stories. One of the stories comes from Linda Austin, and she says, "Hi, I just enjoyed Val's book, I'm Your Huckleberry. I couldn't put it down. I wish him great success with his books and art business." And Lisa Marie Leonard says, "When I think of him," meaning Val, "I think of all the amazing talent he possesses in his movies and life. I absolutely love Real Genius, The Doors, Willow. I can't pick just one because you've captivated me so many times, and that stays in my heart forever. I just love Val. I'd like to spend a day with him because we share the same silly sense of humor, and marry him." Also, his recent documentary really made me love him more. "What a life you've had, Val. You seem to never lose your sense of humor, even when you may be struggling." And then she ends with, "Thank you for hours and hours of entertainment. Love you, Val."
Oh, that's great. We have another story that is by, it's from Kelly. But before we read her story, one of the other random things that I wanted to tell you about, Frank, is that I've been reading this set of old legal thrillers, and there is a character that is based on Val Kilmer in the book. And they've changed, the author changed his name. So instead of Val, it's Vance. And instead of Kilmer, it's Calmer. But he's a hot, it was written in the 90s. So he's like the hot famous movie star. He's got blonde hair. He doesn't like to give interviews. He's very private. He's not the Hollywood typical guy. It's just so many parallels in the book. And I have just been laughing the whole time I've been listening to this audiobook. So anyway, it's been kind of fun. And of course, you know, the girl who's with Val, Vance, really wants the main character of the book instead of Val, which we know would not be true in real life. But, you know, the author's all about their own character. So it's just been kind of fun. Okay. That was just a real random sidebar. But it's fun to think that Val was so popular that an author would model their version of a movie star on him and write a book about it.
Yeah.
Yes. On to our next email, which is from Kelly Denton. Kelly is one of the moderators for the Val fan pages on Facebook, and I am excited to share her story because it's so funny and touching and well-written. Listeners, if you're thinking about writing a Val story, this is a great example because Kelly really knocked it out of the park. Kelly became a moderator on the fan pages about the same time I did, so I asked her to tell us her Val story.
Yeah, Kelly lives in South Carolina, which is the southern eastern part of the U.S., and she posted a video of all of her Val memorabilia on the fan pages, so we got to see and hear her southern accent, which I love, and she works hard at posting photos, video links, and quotes. Thank you, Kelly, so much for all you do. Let's listen to her story.
Hi, Gayla. You asked me for my story, so here's how I became a Kilmer girl. Cute name, I think. I agree, Kelly.
Yeah.
Anywho, this is how my 36-year-old crush began on someone that I have never met and is 13 years older than me. I turned 13 in July 1985. I was finally a teenager. My parents had divorced the previous year. My life was still a roller coaster, but it was all right. I was adapting. My mom worked a lot, and my older brother and sisters had their own life. And honestly, who wants to hang out with their younger sibling when the door of freedom is held open? So one day I skipped school with a friend, something I had never done before, and I went to the movies. At this time, we had only one theater in town, and they only played two movies. One movie was Fright Night, the other one was called Real Genius. I don't like horror movies, still don't, so I watched Real Genius. Plus, I fell in love with the movie poster. So for almost 2 hours, I sat there and forgot all about my life outside that theater and just laughed. I wanted to know who was the guy that played Chris Knight. All I knew by the character was that he was funny. He made me laugh, and at that point in my life, I really needed it. I watched the credits, then I saw his name, Val Kilmer. I didn't know who that was, but I just knew I had to find out more about him. When Top Gun was released in 1986, that's when I saw his face again on the big screen. No, I didn't skip school for that one. After that, his name was everywhere. I saw his pictures in magazines, and from that day forward, I've watched every movie that man has made. Yes, even the scary ones, lol. I've heard people say that Val's performance in Real Genius wasn't his greatest. I have to disagree. I think his best performance was in all of his movies, but Real Genius will always be my number one, only because it came into my life when I needed it the most, and it introduced me to one of the best actors ever. There's a line in the movie where Chris tells Mitch, "You don't need to run away from here. When you're smart, people need you. You can use your mind creatively." I've always remembered that line, so when they asked for help in the school Christmas play that year at school, I signed up, not to act, but to help with the costumes and background. Since I was the only girl who knew how to sew properly by hand, I was asked to fix costumes if any accidents happened. But I fell in love with it, so I grew up working in my local theater. I'm still a part of it all. It's a great environment to be a part of. When I found out that Val made a documentary, I couldn't wait to see it. I sat there watching it. I laughed, I cried, I was speechless, and I couldn't help but think, I wish that I could have been there for Val when his life was a roller coaster, to make him laugh just like he had been there for me. I've always prayed for the best for him. Val introduced me to Christian Science a long time ago. I've studied it since I was 21, and it's been a very important part of my life since then. I've never met Val in person. Maybe I never will. And that's okay, because even though we're strangers in life, we're certainly not strangers through his movies. I just want him to be okay, to be happy, and to laugh, and to know that he is loved more than he will ever know. Oh, if you're wondering, did I get caught skipping school that day? Yes, I did. And I got punished for it. But if I had to do it again, I wouldn't change a thing. Well, there you go. That's the shortest version I could think of. Take care, Kelly.
Absolutely well written, well composed, as a beginning, a middle, and an end. Kelly, you are a great writer, and thank you so much for sharing your story. Also, we just want to make sure that everybody knows that we want to hear your story. So we have some writing prompts to help on the Facebook page. Just pick one and write. But we also want you to know that we will help anyone who wants to share their story and maybe feels nervous about writing. Just let us know. We're a community, and we don't want any of you to not share because you're worried you can't write it out.
Also, if you have sent us a story, but it hasn't been read, don't worry. We'll get to it. We appreciate everyone's story, and we would love to hear yours.
On our next episode, we'll have Kim Swisher as our guest. She is a longtime Val fan and played a key role in getting this very podcast started. She has an incredible wealth of knowledge about Val and an amazing insight into the human soul. She is a social worker and the deputy director of children's services for the state of Alaska, so she is a powerhouse of personality. You definitely don't want to miss it. We also want to make sure that we say thanks to our family and friends for the time that they allow us to have during this podcast. We want to say thanks to Ben Crockett, our composer, for our intro music. We want to say thank you to Mr. Billy Stone. Hi, Billy. Thanks, my friend, for everything that you have contributed. And definitely thanks to Samaj. You did a beautiful job, my friend. We also want to thank Mr. Brad Kopenick for all of his support and help. And of course, we want to give massive thanks to Mr. Val Kilmer himself.